a look back to Oshkosh, and two exciting vertical takeoff opportunities. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. There were a couple of interesting Aero TV features from EAA AirVenture that we haven't distilled for you yet in audio form, at least until today. Both of them involve getting airborne without the need for runways. Glenn Martin drew a huge crowd in Oshkosh in 2008 with his Martin Jetpack, a strap-on personal flying machine powered by a big two-stroke V4 driving twin-ducted fans and intended to qualify under Part 103 as an ultralight in the U.S. The company didn't display the machine this summer, and Glenn explains why.
Thanks very much, everybody, for coming and seeing us last year at our booth. The reception was fantastic. We were in a shock for months afterwards. I suppose the three big things that came out of AirVenture for us was, first of all, the amazing excitement about the jetpack. We realized that a lot of people want to have a go in it. We also realized that people wanted a lot easier to fly. At the moment, when we were here last year, the jetpack was all mechanically controlled. We met some great people here last year, some vendors and suppliers, and we sat down with them and we decided to turn the aircraft into a total fly-by-wire aircraft. And that's made a dramatic difference on learning to fly it. You can now learn to fly the jetpack about 20 times faster than we were talking about last year. And the whole thing's just become a bigger and bigger thing. More and more people get involved, and last year was a big step up. You know, we've now got people like Rockwell Collins working with us on stability systems, you know, the top line companies in the world helping us out. And that's just been an amazing experience for not only for me, but for the team of engineers down in New Zealand who, you know, we're a long way away from this world. And it was great to be come up here and be accepted by people, and the friendliness and the help that we've been getting has been phenomenal. That's made the biggest difference. We've also now got three aircraft in our flight test program. We've done 2,000 or 3,000 flights over the last year. We've been building up hours, building up reliability, working with our parachute suppliers and the people that we met here. And I think we've got a far more capable aircraft now than we had last year. I don't think it's quite ready for general public use yet, so that's why we're not here yet this year with a booth. But we've got some commercial customers who came up to us and are interested in the jetpack for some specific reasons, and we're working with them as well. And I think the whole thing's going to be a little bit bigger than we ever imagined. Hopefully next year we'll be back and we'll be able to get some people in it and let them fly. Our big announcement this year is that thanks to the electronics, we can now strap people in after about 45 minutes of training and give them a flight in the jetpack. And we must have had 5,000 people if we had one turn up last year and say, when can I have a fly in the jetpack? So that's one for everybody's bucket list. You can come down to New Zealand early next year, go jetpack flying, bungee jumping and jet boating all in the same day.
When we return, helicopter pilot Gordon Putney talks about those Bell 47 helicopter rides that show visitors Oshkosh from the air. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin WAS Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin WAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, and we're looking back at Oshkosh today. Each year, AirVenture attendees can catch a bird's-eye view of the event from a vintage Bell 47 helicopter. The rides are very popular and run every day of the week-long event from EAA's AirVenture Pioneer Airport. Volunteer helicopter pilot Gordon Putney took a few moments to share his thoughts on the operation.
This is the first commercially successful helicopter in the world. It's a Bell 47 G2 designed in the 40s. We have a total of three helicopters. One is owned by the EAA, and the other two are leased for the duration of Air Venture. Two of these three were built in the 50s and one in the 60s. It's an observation helicopter, and you'll notice that when you get your ride. The visibility is fantastic. Well, it's fundraising and to give rides of joy to the attendees here. You know, as volunteer helicopter pilots for EAA, I'm overpaid, really, because you see the joy in the faces of these people. You get the handshakes and the hugs and even a kiss or two. It's been a good week. It's been some pleasant flying and some not so pleasant, bumpy, you know. But it's a very sound machine.
Both these interviews you heard today have some really neat video to go with them in the archives at www.aero-tv.net. There are already details of EAA Air Venture 2010 becoming available at www.airventure.org. And you can be sure ANN will be there again next summer to bring you the highlights, including a few peeks behind all those velvet ropes. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.